about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Briley and Jimmy. See, I got it right
that time. You put me first today.
I did. Well, B becomes before J in the alphabet.
Like always.
Yeah, like always. Exactly. Today's show is brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Briley.
Happy Friday.
I missed out on the tacos yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You were cooking?
Yeah, I was on the fryer.
Where's your dad?
T-ball practice.
he looks like a Mr. Mom.
Yeah, he got roped into coaching a bunch of little girls a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I seen you guys out there last year. The little Field of Dreams?
Dream League?
Yeah, Dream League. Were you guys out there last year?
I think so.
I missed you when that day I was out there. May 10th, I'm going to be out there this year.
I think that's the day we do it, right? I think.
Yeah, okay.
I think. I don't know.
I'm going to be announcing the kids, hitting them home runs.
I love Dream League. It's so fun to go out there.
Tell everybody what Dream League is.
It's a baseball league, I would say league.
Yeah, it's got a nice field,
it
too.
It is. It's nice and turfed. And it's every Saturday, they have two games, one for a younger group and one for an older group of kids who have special needs. And
right. They
help them play. They help them meet their dreams to play baseball.
Right.
And it's really fun. And they, like, baseball teams, cheer teams, track, and just groups of people will come and help and be buddies,
yeah,
and just help them, and it's just really fun.
Yeah, it is. So the year before last was the first year being employed here. You get to go out and call the games, you know, and have the speaker system set up. Last year, they let me do it by myself.
That's scary.
Yeah, I know. I was scared. And, you know, because a lot of these guys, like Sean and Aaron and Jared and all them guys here, and Nathan, they know these kids.
Yeah.
And I know some of them, not all of them. But that older bunch, the older baseball team, they point their finger towards the center field, and boom, it's out of here.
There's a few kids on the older team who every single time they go up to bat, they hit it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's fun.
Yeah, that's starting here in a few weeks.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's fun. But that dream, what do they call it? Field of Dreams, right there on the left, be the west side of the tennis courts.
Yes.
West of the new swim pool.
Yeah.
Here in Ackley Park. It's cool. I mean, it's all turf.
It is.
It's nice.
It's nice.
It's about as good as anybody else's field in the U.S. as far as I'm concerned. It's pretty cool. So if you ever get a chance to stop by on Saturdays, I think they start at 10 or 11.
Something like that.
Yeah, just Saturday morning. You'll find them there.
Yeah.
And unless the weather's bad. Hey, speaking of weather, let's check out some temperatures, if this thing will work. We got lots to talk about today. I don't think I already made fun of your dad, so I can't do that no more, can I?
Yeah, you can.
I guess so. 78 degrees at Beaver, 65 at Harnett, home of the world-famous Lori Kimball. Cheyenne's Mesonet's back up today, so the secret weapons temperature is 61 degrees, 69 at Hollis, 66 at Hobart, 67 at Cherokee. Hopefully this is the last week of my allergies, because I'm glad you're here today, because I don't think I could talk through today's show. Everything's pollinating. It's just, let's see here. And man, my mouse is not doing what I wanted to do. There, I got her. 70 degrees at Lipscomb, 67 at Miami, 66 at Dozer, 68 at Wellington. Odell, down there across the river bridge, south of Altus, you are 69 degrees. Okay, Let's see what we're going to talk about today. I got some ag news to share with you, everybody. And then we're going to talk about OYE.
Yep.
We're going to talk gardens. It's getting closer. Everybody just hold under the horses on their putting their tomatoes outside. Somebody will do it and get lucky. It's a little early yet.
I've already put mine, some of mine in.
Oh, man. And what do they have it? What do they call that? Fall spring?
Yeah.
Because they're calling for snow not too far from here next weekend.
Of course they are.
Yeah. So it'll be all right. But I'm picking my maters up Wednesday.
Yeah.
At Burns Flat. And I'm going to have them in the ground next Thursday. Friday. You know the guy that runs that deal over there, Greg Weddle?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. He's going to come on the show with you and me.
Really?
Yeah. And before I open my mouth, let me type him in here to make sure I don't give the wrong date. Because they are going to, yes, April 7th, the Western Technology Center's Center Service Career Spring Plant Sale starts. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so they're going to have all kinds of flowers, tomato plants, $2 for $5. They're going to have Florida 91 celebrities, Romas. Did I say that right? Romas.
Yeah.
And cherry tomatoes and pepper plants are going to have jalapeno, hot, mild, and no heat, and green bell and sweet bananas. And going to have hanging pots, and all this money helps that class there.
That's good.
Yeah, and they sold out last year. It was good. I'm going to go get mine before that sale starts.
Yeah.
Some little greedy old woman comes in there and snatches my tomato plants up. I'm going to be not happy. So they got all kinds of flowers. Here, you rattle those flower names off. Yeah, you get you some of those. What's the deer in the headlight look for?
I don't know how to say half of these.
That's why I gave it to you.
Angelina, I think.
Yeah. Come on.
Celosia?
Close enough. What is there, 8 or 10 different flowers they got?
12.
12?
I'm going to skip those for now. Marigolds, periwinkle, rose moss. Paulaine moss, spider plants, salvia, sweet potato vines, verbena.
Say it out. Say it out. That's what my wife says. Say it out.
Plantaina?
That's close enough.
And solis? I think. I don't know.
That's why I'm not into flowers, because I can say maters.
Exactly.
Yep, we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. And first of all, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. I know earlier the wheat was almost down the limit. I hadn't looked in about an hour and a half, so we'll check it out. Grain and soybean futures were all lower in overnight trading amid disappointing export sales and calls for favorable weather in the U.S. wheat growing areas. Exports sales of wheat fell to 100,000 metric tons just for 1 week. That ended on March 20th, according to the USDA. That's down 65% from the prior four-week average. Japan bought 72,000 metric tons. Nigeria bought 53,000 tons. And Filipinos bought 29,000 tons, according to this agency. Corn sales dropped 31% over the week to 1.04 million tons. Japan, again, was the big buyer at 415,000 metric tons. And Mexico was in there for 309,000 tons. Colombia purchased 212,000 tons. Soybean sales to overseas buyers last week totaled 338,000 tons. That's down 4% from the previous week and 28% from the prior four-week average. Are you seeing what I'm reading?
No, I'm on the...
Oh, you're on something else? I was going to say, I like how these news people with agriculture do their math. So here it says export sales of wheat was at 100,300 tons. Okay. Then it says Japan bought 72,000 tons. Nigeria purchased 53,000 tons. So what's 72,000 plus 53,000? About 120-something thousand. So their numbers aren't even right. That's probably the reason why the markets are always stupid, crazy, going one way or another. Also weighing in on prices overnight are forecasts for needed rainfall in parts of the eastern Midwest, where soft red winter wheat is growing. Precipitation is expected in parts of eastern Oklahoma and northern Arkansas from today through Thursday, according to the National Weather Service. In a report earlier this morning, showers and isolated thunderstorms will increase across southeastern Oklahoma. They don't say nothing about us, though, do they? Hey, I seen a forecast this morning. They're forecasting up to 2.3 inches of rain for western Oklahoma starting next Thursday night into Sunday.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, and heavy snow in the ski areas. So it's spring break's over, so I guess nobody gets to go. Hog and pig inventories at the start of the month declined narrowly on both annual and quarterly basis, according to a report from the Ag Department. The U.S. herd on March 1st. How many pigs do you think there is in the United States? Wild guess. I'll just tell you, it's in the millions.
7 million.
Times that times 10.2.
Wow.
Yeah, 74. I don't even know if my math was right then. March 1st, 74.5 million head. That's down from 74.7 million same time last year. Breeding inventory fell 1%. There's 5.98 million sows out there in the United States.
That's a lot.
A lot of ribs.
Uh-huh.
A lot of baby back ribs. Market hogs on March 1st totaled 68.5 million head. Also down slightly from a year earlier and 1% on quarterly, according to the USDA. The pig crop from December through February totaled 33.7 million head. That's down from 33.8 million same period last year. Farrowing sows during the same time frame totaled 2.89 million head. That's down from 1%. Last but not least, the U.S. hog producers will likely have 2.91 million sows have babies from March to May. So if they all had, what, 8 babies apiece, that's a lot of babies.
Yeah.
That's down, actually. And intended farrowing for June through August is around 2.96 million sows. And that's down.
Those are some big numbers.
Yep. Weather in their farm belt. Red flag warnings have been issued for much of Nebraska and some areas in other states, according to the National Weather Service. Western Iowa, eastern Nebraska could see winds 20 to 30 with gusts up to 40. Humidity around 25%. Further east, Illinois, intense winds gusting 35 to 40. Nothing else. Let's see here. Oh, then we got a storm system moving into the area of Illinois and Missouri on this weekend. Possible tornadoes and damaging wind, large hail. I wonder when those guys, because I know there's some people from Elk City are in Kansas City right now at the Royal showing. Am I right? I know.
Yeah.
I know the Duprees are.
Yeah. Elk City FFA took, I don't know how many pigs. They took quite a few. I think they took all that are at the school farm up there.
Ah.
I think there's like over 20, I think.
Yeah, because that place there, you can't see the tornadoes coming there.
Mm-mm.
And not Kansas City. Nope, won't happen. Okay, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. Yep. So let's take a Wheeler General Store break. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Odell, Texas, 71 degrees, humidity 67, dew points 59, the winds are out southwest at 12 miles an hour, wind gust up to 14, peak wind gust today 21 miles per hour, month to date, precipitation 1.21 inches of rain so far, 8-inch soil temperature 67 degrees. I hear rumors there's some corn going in the ground in Beckham County today.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing because sure as I do, he chickened out. So, no corn. But I hear there's rumors there's some corn being planted in Beckham County today. Speaking, let's do the Lipscomb dealerships grain market update real quick. May corn, 450 up three quarters. July is unchanged at 458. Soybeans for May, 1020 up four. July is 1035 up 4.5. Soybeans for May, 292.9. I'm sorry, soybean meal for May is 292.90, down 160. July is 340, down 140. Hard red winter wheat, not good. May, 548, down 18. in July is 561, down 18 and a quarter. Cotton's down for July at 67.96. And oil out of West Texas, May, 69.39, down 53 cents. And natural gas back up over $4 now for May, up 8. The NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow are all in the red today, and so is cattle. Live cattle, April 209.15, down 40, still pretty high. June is 205.22, up 50, or down 57. And I'm using that a lot today. I got to slow down, all right? That'll help. I'm hyper. Feeders for April, 287.12, down 42. May is 285.37, down 115. August, 289.90, down 75. Lean hogs, April, 86.80, down 22. I got something to share with you guys from OSU if you're interested in ag research. This comes from Dr. Rosalind Biggs. She is the OSU Extension Veterinarian, is partnering with the OSU College of Veterinary Medicine and OSU Extension to reach Oklahoma cattle producers for participating in some research. She says we are looking for 20 to 30 ranchers with about 20 head of cattle each to take part in a this study. And this study has something to do with the Asian longhorn tick. She said supplies, blood testing, and shipping are all covered, and we're offering tick identification through testing samples. Dr. Biggs says the study will look for signs of, I don't know how to say that word, anaplasmosis. Is that right? How do you, anaplasmosis, something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway, a treatable tick-borne bacterial infection that can affect humans and pets, as well as genotype, something like that. I knew better than to read this because there's going to be some of this vet crap in here that I can't pronounce. It's an incurable disease spread by the Asian longhorn tick. Ugh. It can cause death and an anemia. Shouldn't have ate all that chicken legs before the show. It was Chicken Fridays on Today in Ag prior to the show today.
Really?
And there's chicken there on your way out if you want some.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Come from right across the road at United. And Sean Wilson was the first one to get his.
Yeah.
Then me. And then I think Jared got some. I don't know. That chicken's really good. It says, back to Dr. Biggs. Recent studies show the Asian longhorn tick is moving west from the southeastern United States. Oklahoma became the 21st state to report the Asian longhorn tick last summer. In addition to our Oklahoma producers who may want to participate, we're encouraging producers in neighboring states to reach out for testing supplies. Dr. Biggs said, we want to work with ranchers in the east and northeast areas where the tick has been detected. Let's see here. What else we got going on? So to get a hold, this, you can actually sign up online. So the team is going to take samples through 2025. Those interested in participating can sign up online. I'm trying to figure out how. I'll figure it out. I bet if you Google OSU Extension and it comes up, and this article will come up, and there's a link there that you can sign up. So if you guys, if anybody out here wants to participate in some tick research, not going to cost you nothing but a little time, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I think it's highly important, too. Yep, there we go. Yeah. Let's talk about OYE. You want to?
Sure.
So we got kids showing at the Royal right now in Kansas City.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about your cousin first. Did they do any good?
She did okay.
Did okay?
Yeah.
She didn't make the sale then?
No, sadly not.
Well, what was the issue there? Daddy not selling enough John Deere tractors over at Weatherford to afford some spray-on stuff to make them look prettier?
Apparently not. Well, so on Monday, I don't remember the date, she did get reserve for the Purebred Hamp Show.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. So that went pretty well.
Yeah. And is that on the Gilt or Barra side?
Barra. These are all Barra.
Okay.
And then Tuesday, her Duroc made it up the hill, but didn't get pinned.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, her Hamp that she got reserved for the Purebred made it up the hill and then got, it was either sixth or seventh, I don't remember, in class. It was one of the two in class.
In the top 10.
Yeah.
Made the top 10.
Yeah.
That, I hear rumors that there was this kid from Slap Out, Oklahoma. You know where that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go through there to get to your grandparents, don't you?
Yep, drive right by it.
Yep. Doesn't take long, does it, to drive through Slap Out?
No, not long at all.
They had a Champion Hampshire Gilt. And it brought $70,000, and they didn't take it. They brought the pig back home.
Wow.
I'm going to the sale barn today at Elk City because Tyler buys cattle there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in there and get on the speaker system and ask him why. We're going to see how that works out for him. I understand why. They're going to bring home. They're going to make more off of it breeding. But $70,000. I said, write me a check. Here's my name. You need my social security number too.
But, yeah.
So we were looking at numbers a while ago. So let's talk about what the animals brought at OIE.
All right. So I have the names and numbers for the Grand and Reserve.
You mean to say Amber Pocasset for you?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
The Grand Steer, Madeline Norvell from
Amber Pocasset.
Yeah. Went for $100,000.
Woohoo!
And then the reserve steer, Hadley Bell from Bristow, went for $30,000. And then the grand hog was Caleb Dorr from Wagner, went for $30,000. The reserve hog was Emma Selvage, I think.
I think that's pretty close.
Went for $15,000. The grand lamb, Skylar Dooley from Lomega, went for $15,000. The reserve lamb, Sadie Allen from Canute, that's real close to home, went for $10,000. The grand goat, again, Sadie Allen from Canute, went for $15,000. And the reserve goat, Addison Thompson from Noble, went for
$10,000. Oh, congratulations to all those kids.
Yeah.
See, Sadie was on the show.
She was?
Yeah, during FFA week.
Oh, yeah.
Where were you?
Thailand.
Yeah, so, because I've heard through the grapevine, Sadie might be coming on here next year to help us once every month or so.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah, so I just hear through the grapevine. So congratulations to all the kids at OIE, and then we'll see how anybody does at The Royal at Kansas City. Because Dupree.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deborah, right? No.
I don't know.
No, it was Summer.
I don't know their first name.
I don't know why I was saying Deborah. Summer Dupree, she had posted on Facebook that they were looking for thoughts on where to stay up there because Kansas City's like any other big city. There's some neighborhoods you don't even want to drive through.
Yeah.
I called my brother-in-law that lives there and I hooked her up.
Really?
Yeah. So they're staying down there on Shawnee Mission Parkway where they got room for their trailers and stuff down there.
Nice.
Did anybody from Elk City do any good in OIE? Do you know?
I don't know. I try to get some answers from some of my friends, but
they're busy.
They are busy. They're up at Royal right now.
They're at the Royal. All right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the bird flu and the screw worms. And we're going to talk about some gardening.
Yay.
We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs. Help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age, advantage, and 50 yearling bulls. Also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
March is Ram Truck Month, and there's never been a better time to get behind the wheel of a legendary Ram truck at Lipscomb Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Elk City. Built for power, designed for comfort, and ready for anything. With unbeatable deals on the full lineup, there's a truck for every job and every adventure. Save more in the country this Ram Truck Month with exclusive offers and financing options at Lipscomb Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Elk City. Good people, great deals since 1979, and at LipscombCDJR.com. But hurry, our Ram Truck Month deals end soon.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Slap out America, 74 degrees. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update for Slap Out. Dew points 55, humidity's 52. The winds are out of the south at 20 with wind gusts up to 26. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 62 degrees. I got a bad feeling about this. This ground's a little warm for this time of the year already, which is, I guess, is a good thing, but not really. The weeds are even coming. I seen some thistles in the pasture this morning, or yesterday. 759 is sunset. Breezy and 84 today. Breezy and 53 tonight. Tomorrow, not so bad. West wind 16 to 17. Wind gust up to 20. Partly sunny and 84 degrees. While I'm looking up this calendar, I thought about something to ask you during the break.
Okay.
Your cousins all show animals, and all these people around show animals. How come you don't show animals?
Ask Brian Pritchard.
Who's that?
My dad.
What's Phyllis-y and you're live. You might as well get it out.
He better be listening. So when he was a kid, him and all his siblings showed pigs. Like, and
they were a bunch of those kids, though, weren't they? How many were they?
How many siblings does he have?
Yeah.
He has three. There's four, including him.
Oh, that's right.
So they all grew up showing pigs, but I guess he got burnt out. So whenever I wanted to
say that again, burnt out.
With it. So I would always ask, even when I was younger, if I could show, because, you know, Mason and Neely grew up showing, and I wanted to as well. No, I don't want you to show. So I've never been able to show, but.
Well, if you were able to show, what would you like to show?
They don't know this yet, but for my senior year, I really want to show a goat, because there's a group of girls from, no one at Elk City shows goats. There's a group of girls that are in my grade who are going to get a goat for their senior year and show it just for the fun of it. And I want to do it too, because, I mean, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, and you're a hard worker anyway. So
yeah,
I am. Maybe somebody out there listening today would supply you with like a doe.
Yeah.
So to take care of it, and then you can take it back to them when you're done showing.
Yeah, someone help me out here.
Anybody listening?
I got some stubborn parents. I need some help.
Yeah, there's somebody out there who'll do it. I got some calves you can show.
Yeah, don't think they would go for that one.
Help Briley out. Somebody knows somebody that has a goat herd and show goats, and maybe they need a doe shown.
Yes, help a girl.
Because Briley's
out.
A hard worker.
I am a hard worker.
Yeah, she's a hard worker. Speaking of sales, man, we're not winding down, but we're getting closer to be to that winding down spot. McIntyre Red Angus Bull Sale will be coming up this, or a bull and heifer sale, coming up March 31st at 1 o'clock. Also, coming up April 5th is the OK Red Angus Association sale at 1 o'clock, and the Southwest Ranchers sale will be April 19th at 12:30. And then see here, April 12th, the all breed bull sale at the Southwestern Oklahoma Farm and Expo show will be Farm and Home Expo will be April 12th at 2 o'clock. I'll be there.
I won't.
Why not?
I'm going to a concert.
Oh, yeah. Lucky dogs. So there's, here it is. Front page of the Penny News. You can't miss it. The Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale, Sweetwater, Monday, 1 o'clock. Easy to find. McIntyre Red Angus. If you, for some reason, can't make it, it'll be on CCI Live. They got some really pretty animals. And I'm going to brag one last time on their video, their drone video they did for the sale, promotional deal. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. You need to get on Facebook during this next break and watch it. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. And let's go. Let's see here. What else we got to do? We got to do, what was I going to talk about? The bird, and we're going to save the last segment for gardening.
Okay.
Have you heard from your dad?
About the goats?
Yeah.
He has not said anything.
He must not be listening.
I'm surprised.
You'll have to play it over the loudspeaker in your house tonight.
100%.
Dad, did you listen to this part me and Jimmy were talking about? You're going to get me in trouble is what you're going to do. Bird flu, screw worm, monitoring among foreign aid programs killed by Trump. I want to let you guys know something on this media stuff. Some of these programs, yes, he's killing. Some of them, are we happy? No. But please read the whole story before making assumptions of what's going on, because I read this whole story here, and here's the deal. 5,300 grants and programs killed in the Trump administration's cut to the U.S. Agency of International Development, you said. include U.S.-funded animal disease monitoring projects operated by the UN and the Agriculture Organization. A list of terminated programs sent to Congress this week, obtained by AgriPulse, included $250 million that went to projects housed under the FAO's Global Health Security Program. Among the GHS projects killed were some dedicated to monitoring and containing avian flu and the New World's screwworm in Central America, monitoring the avian flu outbreaks in Asia, and improving the detection of new strains, an effort to combat swine fever, according to a person familiar with the situation, Granite, who was anonymous. Did your dad finally text you?
Yes, he did.
Over there laughing. In total, more than 100 U.S. Funded FAO programs were terminated, worth around $382 million. Also affected were programs providing ag assistance in the form of seed, tools, and other inputs to food insecure communities. So you guys check out and read the whole article. I found it in Successful Farming on their news deal last night, and I was reading it this morning. I know you're young and probably don't give 2 cents about politics right now, but there's so much money that was being wasted, some that wasn't. I'm not taking up for what Trump's doing. Try not to do too much political crap on the show here, but I think it's great. We funded teaching Argentina, Brazil, Ukraine, even parts of Russia and other countries how to grow their own crops. And now our farmers are paying for it. We can't even sell our own stuff for a good price. We can sell it, but not for a good price. I don't know. I got mixed feelings about that.
Yeah.
You got any thoughts? You don't even care, do you?
I don't like politics.
No, I really don't either. I like to talk about it and to stir some stuff up.
Yeah.
But other than that, I wouldn't be a very good politician. Let's go ahead and take our last Wheeler General Store break. And I'm going to read this group text message I got in with your dad's name on it. We'll see what's going on. And other than that, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be back and shortly.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Is your washing machine spinning out of control? Is your fridge warmer than a hot day in July? Fear not.
It's me, Shy the Repair Guy.
With the power of a wrench and ninja-like moves, he'll sweep in to save your appliances.
No washer too leaky, no dryer too dryish.
Equipped with a tool belt of gadgets, this superhero knows one thing. He repairs in style. And a cape.
It's actually a bathrobe.
When appliances go rogue, you need a superhero. Bringing justice to your appliances one repair at a time. Call Shy at 243-9619 or Daryl at 799-5433.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March the 14th. 1,265 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 524 brought 337.50. 3 at 592 brought 317.50. 13 at 619 brought 318. 12 at 697 brought 268. 40 at 884 brought 265. 15 at 925 brought 265. 4 head of heifers at 399 brought 365. 7 at 483 brought 330. 12 at 562 brought 308. 5 at 641 brought 272. 10 at 658 brought 260. 14 at 850 brought 242. Butcher cows were 98 to 159. Butcher bulls brought 112 to 196. Bred cows were 1250 to 2325. Pairs brought 1635 to 3610. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-60.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, your daddy brought a whole new meaning to the word FFA.
Yes, he did.
Father feed animals. Oh. Okay, let's check out some an ag weather update brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden down in Hobart, America. I checked. They're southwestern Oklahoma. I picked the town of Bessie. Not really southwestern, but close. Pretty darn close. 69 for Bessie. Dew points 57. Humidity 65. The winds are out of the west southwest at 12. 3-day average 4-inch bare shoal. Temperature 65 degrees. Sunset at 7:54. Decreasing clouds. 77 today. 57 tonight. Tomorrow, 87 degrees. How about that?
I like that.
I'm in a golf tournament tomorrow afternoon.
Really?
Yeah. All right. 64 sows and 9 boars when I was a senior is why I never want to feed another pig. And FFA stands for Father Feed Animals. Or smell another pig. I have to smell Briley when she comes home from Neely shows. That's funny. Well, bam, but in your face.
Goats smell different than pigs.
Yeah, you're right. Tell him. Oh, you did.
Yeah, I did.
In cap letters.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. Let's not have any domestic violence with a father and daughter on my show. I had nothing to do with this. Riley brought it up. She said, can I use the power of radio?
Quit lying.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Let's talk gardening.
My favorite thing.
Where are you guys at with all your stuff?
Oh, let's see. We've been laying gardens for our customers. I want to say dad's
plastic.
You've been laying plastic. I think dad started when I was at OIE, I think. And then I came home and then got help. And then he's done some during the week, a couple of days when I've been at school. And then tomorrow and Sunday we'll be in Mountain View in Weatherford doing gardens.
Your plastic, what do you call it?
Plastic culture.
Yeah, plastic culture. Are you guys booked for the rest of the year, I guess?
We actually don't have as many gardens as we have in the past. So, I mean, I don't know if he's gotten any more, but
maybe your dad will answer if you guys want to take on some more. But anyway, I think it's cool. I didn't do any this year because I'm putting pollinators all out there where I had the plastic last year. Speaking, I'm going to lay down weed mat Monday night.
Yeah.
I'm going to water and put my fertilization package down on my tomato areas and pepper areas. Sunday. And make sure my water system's all good to go.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, I'm going to go pick up
your plants.
I don't remember if I ordered 150 or 200 tomato plants.
Wow.
And you're already planting some of yours?
Yeah.
Which kind?
I don't know what variety.
I thought this was your favorite thing. You should remember these things.
Hey.
Probably Florida 91s. Oh, there you go.
I'm assuming
that he read what your dad says.
Get no notification. He didn't text me.
He what?
I didn't get no notification.
Oh, I did.
But we did plant I think it was 25 or 30 tomato plants in our plastic already out in the garden. And then we covered it with our homemade hoop house with rings and then the plastic over it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can last through this frost that we're supposed to get.
Your dad says they can do another 10 to 12 jobs the first 2 weeks of April. So you guys aren't booked yet, are you?
Not fully. I was shocked. We usually get booked real quick. But
I think it got warm on everybody and they decided they weren't thinking.
Yeah.
So do you know the difference between a webworm and a bagworm?
No.
Okay, I'm trying to find out. You keep talking garden, and I'm going to figure this out for this gentleman. He probably already knows. He's messing with my mind. Bagworms, there we go.
You find it?
Yeah, I did. Bagworms, how do you get rid of them? What is the... Here we go. Looks like the bagworm has an appetite for evergreen. No, that's the evergreen bagworm.
Not what you were looking for?
No. That's where I see him hanging all the time. I don't know. Keep talking and I'll look this up.
Yeah. But one of our neighbors who we've done garden for in the past told my dad that, he said, I think it's just easier for us just to drive across the street to go get tomatoes from your trailer than us to plant them. So... I mean, hey, I'm okay with that, but I think some people may be starting to realize that they can just come to our trailer and get vegetables instead of having to work for it.
Oh, yeah. So here it says the webworm is a moth, and it feeds on... It is considered a pest, but does not harm other... wise healthy trees. And then on the bagworm, it's a whole different ball game. You see those little things that look like leaves hanging off evergreens before? Those are bagworms.
Yeah.
They kill a tree. The bagworm, often called the evergreen bagworm, is native to the United States and is generally found in eastern and central Nebraska. Bagworms feed on foliage of a wide variety of trees and shrubs, but are the most concerned on evergreens, including junipers. That's the way we should get rid of a bunch of cedar trees in northern Oklahoma, release a bunch of bagworms.
Kill off all the cedar trees.
And then burn them all.
Yes, I like that idea.
Anyway, I had somebody text in wanting to... know the latest on the governor getting rid of the head of the forestry department. I know nothing. Just what you guys are read, same thing. I know there's a lot of people upset, but the head of the department had 40 years. I mean, he had his years in, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either.
I don't want to get into that one. Yeah, when I find out something legitimate and truthful,
Yeah.
I'll pass it on because a lot of our volunteer fire departments work with the forestry department on period. Just work with them, period. And after the fire, Governor Stitt, I don't know if you heard, he, I don't know if he asked him to leave or told him to leave, whichever, it doesn't matter. My curious point yesterday, I didn't bring it up, was I thought the forestry department was under the Department of Ag, and why not the Secretary of Agriculture get rid of somebody if they needed to get rid of? And I'm just saying, did I say that out loud? I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you totally did.
Yeah. I don't know. Man, just when we think things are going good, something happens, don't it? Okay, potatoes. Do you guys ever plant potatoes?
Nope.
I would love it if somebody would call me or text me growing potatoes in protein tub.
Oh.
I want to try it. And I know potatoes are supposed to be planted between March 1st and March 31st.
Yeah.
But I planted some in late April last year, and they made good. But I want to put them in the
protein tub. It's still not March 31st. You still got a little bit of time.
No, I don't. I got to find. I got to make my own seed potatoes. Well, good luck with your dad and the goats.
Fingers crossed.
I'll see you guys Monday. It's the Day in Ag with Briley and Jimmy. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I actually kind of like it.
KECO, Elk City.